This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Speaking of getting high-priced talent, Peter Coyote is the narrator. And, of course, we know he's a great voiceover man and actor. How'd you get him?
Well, I got him through a fluke 20-plus years ago with Out of the Blue, the first version. Well, let's see. It was released in 2003. We got Bobby Lane in 2002, 18 years ago, something like that. And it was funny, actually, because he said, oh, you're James Fox? Yeah, he goes, I thought you were a different James Fox. This is 18, 19 years ago. And he goes, well, you seem like a nice guy. And, you know, well, now that you're here, you know, well, sure, I'll do it. So I caught him on board with Out of the Blue and treated the subject matter respectfully, didn't make any outlandish claims, and he felt comfortable. So I actually sent him clips of the film, some of the more dramatic clips. Senator Harry Reid and the encounter, the Nimitz encounter. And he's like, oh, wow, this is the next level. I'd be honored to be associated with this. And so I got him on board about a year before we were ready for him. It took a lot longer, you know, to get ready for him. But once we had a date locked in with him, because it takes a long time to booking him in advance is months and months and months. And so, and you got your window and you don't lose it and you get them. And so that was a real big incentive for us to really get the script right. I think that the night before we went into the studio with Peter, you know, we were up probably all night, like, cause we knew this is going to be etched in stone, you know, like, let's get this right. And so we were combing through the narration so carefully. And really, really thinking about every single word that was being presented. And that was it. So he's very excited about it.
So he has a personal interest in the subject?
Oh, yeah. He met with Webb Hubble and he'd heard stuff from Spielberg. And, oh, yeah, he's definitely, I wouldn't say it's like an obsession, but he's very interested in the topic, and especially through Out of the Blue. And I know he wants to do a screening when things settle down with him of this film.
What keeps bringing you back to this, James?
Yeah, Gene, let me ask you a real quick question. It's really fun because only been a handful of people that have seen the finished version. And boy, what would I do? What I'd pay to be in your shoes, seeing it for the first time with fresh eyes. I want to ask your opinion, Gene. How did you feel about the encounter, you know, contact in Africa at the end? You felt like it was a slippery slope?
You know what? The biggest thing I liked about the film, I don't want to give spoilers. I'll just say this. The children will show the way. I think the interviews with the kids and then interviewing them years later, that is the most compelling piece of evidence because children aren't going to lie about something like that. They're all telling these stories, and they're basically just trying to tell what they observed, and that's it.
Yeah.
The key here is the honesty. They have no axes to grind. They're not giving lectures. They don't have to deal with the military commanders or their peers. There is no filter between the brain and the mouth at that age. And that, after the buildup of everything else, that's really the top of the line, the best, most interesting thing about it.
Well, you know, I would often say in the studio, gentlemen, remember where we are. We're on the road to Rua. And that was our mantra in making the film. If I could get, I mean, you guys are seasoned veterans on the phenomenon. You don't need to be educated at all. But if I can get the general public to walk out of the theater or walk away from this film, believing that incident in Africa the landing case in 1994 might have just very well taken place, then we've done our job. And that was where the film was leading the whole way. Because I know back in the 90s, when I was just naive enough to think that I can get an interview with Steven Spielberg, I had heard through our mutual contact, this woman, Jenny Yang, that he said no to the interview request. But then he said, well, let James know that this is like 97. Let James know that there's a fascinating, one of the most compelling landing cases or close encounters of the third kind in Africa at this, you know, at this school. And I remember thinking right on the spot, like, yeah, right. You to tell me that a UFO landed at a school and the occupants got out and interacted with the kids in broad daylight and that the whole world doesn't know about it? No way, Jose. And I just didn't even look into it for 10 years. Like, I think 2007 was the next time at the National Press Club event when I was with Leslie Gain, putting that event on, and I met this guy, Randall Nickerson, who was a friend of Leslie's. I think he was working with Bud Hopkins. But in any case, you know, that's when it kind of resurged, my interest in the case, and I thought, Started looking into it, looked at the testimony of the children, and I thought,
Absolutely. John Mackey did some investigation into that. Does he make an appearance in the film?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. We have John Mackey interviewing the children. That section, wow. I must have had five of us take a stab at it, myself obviously included, but that we had a lot of material, Oh, my Lord. Each one of the sit-down interviews with the children today, recently, had two or three cameras on them. And then each interview was at least an hour, and if not an hour and a half to 2 hours. And we interviewed a lot of them.
Wow.
Then I went to Africa and interviewed all of them in Africa and a whole bunch of more witnesses, 6, 7, 8 in Africa. And then Judy Bates gave her little statement, who was the headmistress, was a teacher at the time. And we had to present the whole story even with the children back then and today in like 10 minutes.
That's incredible. That's a lot of work for 10 minutes of footage.
I think we spent thousands of hours editing just that one 10-minute section.
But what an adventure. I mean, you went to Africa. I mean, that's an adventure in and of itself. How did you even track these people down?
Well, it happened piecemeal, but Randall Nickerson was really great. We talked in 2007. I think we started sticking our teeth into it in like 2012, 2013, something like that. And he was making his film. And I said, look, you know, I only want to do a segment on it, like a 10-minute segment. You're doing a total documentary on it. And honestly, I think that my film will help raise awareness for your movie. And I think that it'll make it that much more palatable to mainstream. They could see all this evidence building up to that encounter. And so he was really helpful, and he'd been working with these guys for some time. And I said, look, we'll locate these witnesses today, fly them in on my dime. I'll raise the money. You can have full access to them while they're here for your movie. And that's how we did it. And then, the Africa thing, I was approached, but I wanted to go to Africa, but I was approached by the Travel Channel, this show called, it's with Josh Gates. I think it's called Something Unknown, Expedition Unknown, I believe. But anyway, they contacted me and they wanted me to, you know, they wanted to do something on that case in Africa. And I was like, no, I'm actually doing my own movie. I'm not interested. And they kept coming back to me. And I think after like, you know, the fifth or sixth time, I was like, look, guys, I don't think you understood me the first, second, third time, but I'm not doing this. I have no interest in doing that. I'm doing my own thing. And, you know, and then they said, what is it going to take? What would it take? We're doing this story with or without you, but we'd really like you to be there.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be there with more of this film, the story behind the phenomenon from James Fox. Got more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
James Fox telling the story of his travels, I guess, around the world to put this film together. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. So what would it take? And I said, I rattled off this whole list of things, including having a bunch of cash when I got there. And, you know, fly me in. I want to stay there 11 days after I'm whatever shooting I'm doing for you guys. I want full access to all the people that you dug up. I want access to the school, drone footage over the school. I was expecting them to say, you out of your mind, you know, but they said, done.
Oh, that is so awesome. What did you do? You must have fell on the floor.
Yeah, no, it was great. But I wanted to go anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to go on my own with my own crew. But I'll tell you another story. This just kills me, and I can barely talk about it. Honestly, I can barely talk about it. I'm going to do my best. So one of the production people on the crew for Expedition Unknown was a woman, and she said she was a ground, what do you call, you know, liaison, like helping out with everything on the ground. She was a local. But anyway, she picked me up at the airport. She was driving me to different locations. And she was just doing all kinds of stuff involved with the production. And she goes, you know, my husband was friends with the BBC correspondent during the 90s that covered this whole case. And before this guy, I think his name is Tim Leach, before he went back to England, he left these broadcast tapes with my husband. And I'm not sure if you're interested or not, but I said, yeah, I'm absolutely interested. He's been sitting on them for the better part, I think it was like 20 years or more than that. So I said, yes, I'm interested completely. They were like on a kind of an odd format, definitely a professional format. I'm trying to remember. It was not mini DV. It was something bigger, like maybe DV cam or something. And it had like four or five of them. She or he wanted, I think, like $500 cash for them. But you can't get cash in Zimbabwe. And I had a minimum amount of cash that I needed to pay the work crew. So I kind of made a deal with the production crew that, hey, I want these tapes. Let's put the price or whatever. They took the tapes back. And then I found out, and then I tried to get them when I got back from Africa. I called the production house and I said, hey, you know, oh, yeah, we threw those tapes out. I said, you what? Oh, yeah, because we found out that, you know, legal was really worried about, you know, the origin and signing off. And, yeah, we couldn't use them. We tossed them out. I just couldn't believe it. And I had held them in my hand. And what was on those tapes, I have no idea. Could it have been more of what's already been released? At this point, we'll probably never know.
It's that almost was worse not knowing than, you know.
I'm having a hard time just telling you guys the story. It was that bad. Anyway. But, yeah, but I did come home with some wonderful stuff, as Gene can tell you. I mean, going to Africa was paramount. I mean, going to the landing site, going to the school, meeting Judy Bates, meeting the additional witnesses, the children now, young adult, or, you know, or late 20s, early 30s, and at the actual spot. There's nothing like going to the actual spot with the witnesses. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was probably one of my favorite cases.
But you've taken
South America.
Yeah, you've taken an interest in children and UFOs in other countries as well. If I'm recalling correctly, you also went to Australia to check out the Westall case.
You know, Paula Harris, thank you, Paula, put me in touch, introduced me to James Rigney, and eventually Shane Ryan, who did a film on the Westall incident, did a great film on it. And again, that was one of those cases when I first heard it, I thought, you know, come on, man. Like, how could a UFO land at broad daylight with hundreds of witnesses and not make a splash around the world? Like, you can't cover up an event with that many witnesses in broad daylight. Like, it just seems too, you know, it doesn't seem possible. And I came at that case, you know, really dubious. And, boy, was I proven wrong. My God, that case. That was more witnesses than Rua. That was like almost 400. I think there was 375 kids and teachers standing outside right around 10:30 a.m. in 1966 at a school outside of Melbourne, Westall Primary School. And that was a fascinating. I met the kids as adults. They were talking about it like it happened yesterday. And then, you know, going to meet the professor that went silent for 50 years and getting him to go on the record. People don't know how I got that to happen, but I had researchers tell me when I got to Australia, don't even bother trying to contact this guy. He'll never talk. Well, I did the same technique that I did with Governor Symington You remember the 1997 mass flyover in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, instead of me as a reporter approaching him, what about his former constituents, his friends, you know, and having them talk to them. So I made all these statements on tape, and then I played them for him live while the cameras were rolling. That's what I did with this professor, and I'm not going to say his name, but I got statements from the witnesses that were standing next to him 50 years later and saying, making a plea with him, why have you not supported us? You were standing next to us during this whole sighting. You know, you left us as kids out there on our own, you know, and not had our back kind of thing. And over and over. I mean, I must be.
So what did he say? I mean, do we have some of this in the phenomena as well?
I didn't, not the part of getting him to agree to do an interview, but, oh no, he confirmed the whole thing. He said that he had visitors at his house 2 days later, men in suits, and basically saying your career is over if you go public with this. You didn't see it. It didn't happen, and you're going to shut your pie holes, basically what happened.
Wow. Like MIB or military? Or was he able to tell?
Well, one was in plain dark suit, and the other one had stripes on his sleeve. I don't think I let that part in. But in any case, very compelling. I mean, Gene, you heard the testimony from the teacher.
Yes, indeed.
In Australia?
Right. Very, very, very good footage.
Yeah, really good, compelling testimony. I mean, the guy is like so intelligent. He's a science professor, you know, and hearing him, he's like, you know, with all my understanding of physics and science, I could not explain what we witnessed. It was there. It was real. And then he even described it landing and then the students jumping the fence and going over and investigating. I mean, this one of the women that I, you know, the students now, was a woman probably in her, I don't know, late 50s or early 60s. She got up within like 10 to 12 feet of this thing as it was sitting on the ground. It's amazing.
That is amazing. That is totally amazing. Before we end the segment with you, we got to know if you've actually had an experience yourself as well.
I don't really like talking about it, but yes, I've had an experience, and I had a witness with me, Lisa Reinhart.
And we'll talk a bit more about that as far as James Fox wants to go. But we've got a couple more segments to spend with him. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So you don't want to talk about this experience, James Fox, but can we push you, persuade you to say a few more things?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't talk about it for about 20 years. I mean, I did after it happened. And honestly, I had bumped into my ex-girlfriend the better part of 20 years after the incident, the encounter. Had I not bumped into her in some obscure place, she was married with a kid, and it was just totally random. And I said, Lisa, my God, do you remember? You know, she goes, yeah, of course I do. I said, what do you remember, you know, that she told me? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I remember. But had I not bumped into her 20 years later and talked about it, I probably would have just forgotten about it. I probably would have just assumed it didn't happen, or I don't know. The weird part was it wasn't so much what we saw was like, hey, we saw a flying saucer land. We saw an orb of light, a little smaller than a Volkswagen Bug, I would say. Probably, you know, the older ones, smaller than that. About that shape, too, hovering out our bedroom window. But that wasn't the crazy part. The crazy part was she looked at me, and it was about midnight, and she goes, what the F is that? And I said, I don't know, but whatever it is, it knows we're looking at it. And she said, yeah, I feel that, too. Close the blinds.
That is so amazing. I'm actually getting some chills listening to this because my old girlfriend from high school and I had a very similar experience. I described it almost identically to the way you just talked about the VW bug thing. Like I usually say it's like you took one and stacked them together so it looked like a ball. So you had one on top of the other upside down, and we saw it off in the distance, this glowing orb thing. And there is no way that this thing was anything from this world. And we had that, and I hardly ever say this too. So, you know, you disclosed, I'll say, look, we had this sensation too, the same thing that it knew we were watching it. That is so wild.
Yeah. Isn't that creepy? And then she said, close the blinds. And so I jumped up in my haste. I was scared, man. I'm not going to lie. I jumped up and I ripped the blinds off the wall. And I dragged to the floor, and I'm in my underwear fumbling about with the blinds, trying to get them attached back on the wall. Finally get them closed, and then we sit there clutching each other in bed. And I don't know how many minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe less. I'm not entirely sure. She's like, I wonder if it's still there. And so I peeked through the curtain. It was not there anymore. But it was close enough, but it looked like you could have hit it with a rock, that's what it looked like to me. It could have been bigger and further away, I don't know, but that's what it looked like.
Thanks so much for sharing that. That is absolutely amazing. I'm having visions of the thing that we saw back in my teen years, just listening to you describe your experience. So, in other words, I don't need to ask you if you're a believer. You know.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's really funny. I got to ask that question. I mean, I get asked that question all the time. Well, I remember this guy coming up to me in the community, and he looked at me, and he's like, you know, starts laughing, and he goes, you don't actually believe in any of this. Beep. And I said, oh, no, of course not. I'm just in it for the money. And, of course, at the time, I was absolutely penniless. He's like, oh, good, okay, that makes me feel better, you know. So I've gotten a lot of flack I got it from my own family for a long time. Of course, they're not laughing anymore. So, yeah, I'm totally used to that. And I think the climate is changing as well, you know. People are feeling more comfortable to talk openly about this topic. And that's something that I've witnessed in my, you know, I'm sure you've been involved with this a lot longer than I have, but in my 26, 27 years of researching the phenomenon and doing my films, it seems to be a shift, and quite a big one.
Now, the big surprise I had was going back to the 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton goes on a couple of the nighttime talk shows on TV, and she's talking about this just straight on, and she says, no, they're not UFOs anymore, they're UAPs. She mentions, of course, her associate, John Podesta, who wrote the introduction to Leslie Kane's UFO book, and she's talking about straight ahead. And this is clearly something she'd like to get to the bottom of if she were to become president. I mean, this was serious. A politician in a very sensitive campaign, why would she bring this up? Why indeed? Think about it, folks. What does she have to gain? And I thought, you know what? Wait till Donald Trump latches on to this. And he said, you know what he said? Nothing.
Yeah. And it was kind of surprising me because, you know, with the front page of the New York Times and all the media coverage on Fox News and on CNN and, you know, the pilots talking about it, the footage being acknowledged from the Navy. And it's an ongoing, you know, thing. I mean, it's not just like a single event. I was kind of surprised that because if anyone, you know, would be ballsy enough, you'd think it would be Trump. But I was surprised nothing was said or done. It's kind of a little disappointing. I'm hoping that, you know, this film being in theaters, let's hope the coronavirus scare subsides, because no one's going to want to go to a theater when this coronavirus scare going on. But I'm hoping, you know, and funny enough, you know, that our film was supposed to be released in March. And then it got bumped to June. Then it was July. And I was still working on, because everyone's like, well, why is the film getting released so late? I said, well, I have to actually deliver a film. You can sign a contract and make a deal with a distributor. That's all fine and dandy. But until they actually have the goods in their hand and to get the goods, making deliverables, I don't think people understand, like, what goes into, you know, you don't just complete a film. You have to deliver that film and all the different versions and the color correction. Black levels need to be a certain way. The white levels need to be a certain way. The audio needs to be a split track, stereo mix, 5.1, Dolby, surround mix, short version, long version, texted version, textless version. Like, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's really hard and really time consuming, and especially going into the Dolby surround mix. So I opted on, you know, obviously you want to do it right. I mean, you know, you don't know. This could be my last really big opportunity, and I don't want to let myself down or anybody else. But had I not done that, the film would have been slated to be released in June, March, June. And they bumped it forward because once they actually have the film in their possession, they want at least 5 months planning rollout. In other words, they're not going to put all the pieces together for a release in theaters until they've seen the finished product. You know, it's one thing to talk about it, but to commit to it, they need to have that film in their hand completed. And that's why we got bumped forward, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Let me ask a technical question here, though. These days, everything is digital, not physical film. So what do you actually deliver to the distributor in terms of the physical device or object?
Yeah, so they would get, you know, everybody's slightly different, but, you know, the last film, big UFO film I did on tapes, and it was right on the cusp of going completely digital. We even said to A&E, we're like, why are you guys wanting this stuff on tapes? This is a nightmare making these tapes. When you're just going to re-digitize it to play, you know, to broadcast, oh, that's just the way we do it. You know, it's like, oh, this is antiquated system. Why are we doing it this way? Well, this is all digital now. So they'll request a very specific export and very large export. Like each version of the film took up 125 gigs, and we have at least five versions, and I think we might have doubled up even on 10. And then you got all the stems. I think there was 500 gigabytes in stems, which is the sound mix, and all those different versions. I mean, it's a lot of work, man, a lot of work. Just the color correction alone is a lot of work. People really don't understand like what goes into making a good film, a broadcastable film. I mean, it's work, man.
This film was already supposed to be in theaters. When are we going? When do you expect that we will be able to get to see it? And this SARS, not SARS, but this COVID-19 thing is really, yeah, it's really inconvenient, isn't it?
He's going to answer that question in the final segment. We spend with James Fox, Gina, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, the question here is, when can I go to the local movieplex or whatever to see the phenomenon?
The phenomenon is coming out in early September. And there's a big secret that I just found out that's going to be a huge promotion. And all I can say is it involves Steven Spielberg. So I'll leave it at that. But it's coming out in September, and it's going to be very exciting.
So it will be a theatrical release, and then what's going to happen? It'll go on to Netflix or HBO or something?
So HBO, Stars, Discovery, Netflix, all these other, Amazon, they're all buying for it now, but we're holding off until we get a, you know, we want to get as good of a deal as we could possibly get. But yeah, no, it'll hit the digital. It'll be everywhere. It'll be global. It'll be everywhere. There's no question of that. So everyone who's seen it, in fact, I had the distributor send me a text the other day. He goes, I'm in the screening room in New York and there's guys from Netflix and Disney and da 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 da. He goes, they're literally, he texted me, their jaws are on the floor. Because I think, like, a lot of these executives are like, oh, yeah, another cute little fluffy UFO flick, you know. Oh, cool, that stuff sells well. They always have to screen it and watch these things. I don't think they were expecting something this serious at this level of production. That's exciting, you know. I mean, that's what we want. We want mainstream to be blown away.
Understand when you see this film, it's not Michael Moore with a political agenda. It is straight ahead reporting. What happened? No editorializing. The opinions come from the people being interviewed.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Again, I know I've said this before. I sound like a broken record. I'm not just tooting my own horn. I'm tooting the horn of all people that were involved in this production. And there were a lot of people. They're in the credits, you know. I have too many people to list, but magic happened, the stars aligned, and the phenomenon came to fruition. And it was the hardest thing I've ever been involved with, times 100 million. And a piece of me died making this film. And I'm not trying to sound melodramatic. I really mean that. It took a lot out of me.
So you're going for the rescuer now, right?
Yeah, I'm actually editing a short little film on a winemaker that I shot 26 years ago. I keep telling the guy I'm going to get to it, but I've been so busy. And he's like, oh, I don't believe you. I've heard that for 26 years. I'm like, no, I'm doing it now. So I'm actually editing a short little piece on a local winemaker. Turned out to be quite a famous winemaker. His name is Sean Thackeray. He sells wines, and he himself had a really dramatic encounter with a flying saucer when he was 15 years old with his buddy. Coincidentally, he doesn't talk about UFOs. He doesn't mention UFOs, you know, but I got that out of him. His wines are made out of star constellations. They're named after star constellations.
Oh, wow. Orion, that is actually so cool.
Isn't that great? His wine is amazing. Amazing. It's, yeah. And one day I just asked him, I was like, wait a minute, son, did you? He goes, yeah, I did. Isn't that funny?
That is. That's awesome.
So, Gene, was the film better than what you expected? Was it what you expected? What was it?
I went into it with absolutely no expectations whatever. I am serious. I didn't consider anything and say, oh, here it is. Let me watch it. And I think that's the best way with something like this. Don't assume it was going to be. Just go into it and let it happen. And just watching again the history of the modern UFO field, especially through the eyes of someone like Jacques Vallée, was really, really a fascinating journey, because that's where it becomes interesting, because he's like a centerpiece of the film. And then, of course, we have the children and the interviews towards the end. I don't want to say so many things in terms of spoilers, but it's a professional production. It doesn't do fancy special effects or anything. It's straight ahead. A lot of vintage video, like watching Mike Wallace interview Major Donald Kehoe in the mid-1950s, when Kehoe was famous. Watching the elder Al Chop, who was like the spokesperson for Project Blue Book and one of the key contacts for Major Kehoe, watching the elder Al Chop recall what happened way back when. People like that, just remembering 50, 60 years later the interactions they had. And also, you don't spend tons of time on Roswell.
Yeah, I know. You see the way we did it, though? Why we did it? We covered the Rockefeller Initiative, and that led us to Roswell, so we had to cover it. And I had to assume those watching, and keep in mind, guys, I didn't direct this to people like ourselves. This film was designed to be presented to a much less informed audience and to, you know, make this palatable on a big scale. Roswell came up. I know it's a hot button issue or a hot potato issue, and people are so kind of want to avoid it. It's got a lot of baggage. It's like Area 51, right? But the way we approached it, I felt comfortable, and Jacques felt comfortable. And it came up as one of the cases that Lawrence targeted the Clinton administration to go after. Podesta talks about it. We've got the letters from Sheila Widnall, Secretary of the Air Force. And I said, all right, we're going to dig up just the people who were there, hear what they have to say, and then move on.
Listen, you know, from my perspective, I've been a long time in ufology, and one of the things that we hear a lot is when these productions come out, it's like, oh, it's over-dramatized, the characters aren't realistic, they're not believable, you know, they're not like they were. We want to see something that reflects reality. And what you've done is it sounds like you've done that. And I, for one, appreciate it. I'll be at the box office, and I'll be buying the DVD when it comes out. Simple as that.
Well, I will gladly give you guys complimentary signed DVDs if you want. You don't have to feel like you have to do that. But I do appreciate that very much, and I do appreciate, Gene, you have me on. You know, I'm not really – I told the distributors I'm getting lots of requests. I'm in repair mode right now. You know, I know I've said this earlier and probably a couple of times, but – this film really, really took it out of me. I'm not just saying that. This was a monumental effort, and I'm very pleased with the end result, but I am not whole right now, and I need to make myself whole. I'm hiking every day. I'm trying to eat well. I'm trying to get some sleep. I've been sleep-deprived for 5 years. The financial stress, the burden of carrying this on your shoulders for so long. You know, you don't punch a clock out at the end of the day and just have it off your mind. I was going to sleep with it, dreaming about it, waking up stressing about it all day. It was like trying to get the witnesses, trying to get the archival footage, trying to assemble it in a way that's going to be compelling, different, yet exciting, accurate. You know, running out of money all the time. Yeah, you can have financial backers and you tell them how much it's going to be and they're like, okay. And then it's like four times that and they're done. You know, you have to go to another financial backer. And it's just like constantly, 24/7. And I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I'm not. It's just the reality of it. And
so, well, I mean, it takes an amazing amount of drive. There's no doubt about it.
I'm in recoup mode right now. I'm trying to get my body back, my mind back, my life back, really. You know, spend more time with my son. And, you know, I went out to breakfast with my wife this morning, my partner, Rebecca. She was looking at me like, oh my gosh, you know, this is amazing.
Who is this guy? Who's this guy sitting across from me? I bet that was it. Okay, can you tell our listeners if they want to know more about the phenomenon? Where do they check it out?
We're taking a couple months, you know, just doing intermittent stuff, but basically we're going to hit publicity very hard. 3 to 4 months prior to the release date, the trailer, if you Google the phenomenon, the film, or just the phenomenon, you'll get the trailer. That's going to be playing in theaters with quotes from all different types of people that we're putting together now in July, in late July. And I will be making more announcements on my Facebook page, but there will be lots of announcements made in the UFO community. There will be no shortage of that.
And we'll have James back when he recovers a bit more. Okay. You can find us, by the way, if you go to Twitter, look for the Paracast, look for the Paracast on Facebook. We also offer a place where you can get branded merchandise for the Paracast listeners. Go to the Paracast.shop, the Paracast.shop for more about that. And we also offer an enhanced ad-free version of this show, free of the network ads, of course, and the After the Paracast podcast to learn more about that. And we've got a special, special sale now. You can save 40% and more. Go to the Paracast.plus. Go to the Paracast.plus to check it out. So, coming up for air, James Fox, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.